This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Welcome back. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Cody Decker and Dave Sharapan in for the Joes. And it is that time. You heard the music. It's time for Lightning Bets, where we make our picks for the day, night, weekend. Dave Sharapan, what do you got?
All right, we're going to keep it simple. It's a baseball analogy. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. All right, three games, three picks. First one, we talked about at the beginning of the show, and we'll talk about at the end of the show. The White Sox, Giolito, plus money. Maybe you're hooking me in. I'm taking that. The second game, sidewise, I'm riding the hottest team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers, plus money. Against Kansas City, expect that one to move. We're up early. We're on it early. Get it now while you can, because they're going to be favored by the time the game starts. The last one, we got to come on the show. We're going to give a total. It's Oakland and Seattle under. It's a pitching matchup, and it's another one where – this just plays to the under. This is Oakland and Seattle. It has played to the under. I'm going to go under in this game. You can find 7.5, but you may find some rogue eights out there. Either one is good. Under, Oakland, Seattle. Cody, what do you got?
I'm sticking with my underdog day, baby. It's Major League Baseball Aces underdog day. Nice. Every ace out there right now is the underdog. Max Fried, plus 135 in Atlanta against Philly. I know he's going up against Wheeler. I'm aware of that, but I'm just looking at these offenses right now, and I like what Atlanta is currently doing. I really like this game for Max Fried. A lot of good value on that. New York Yankees, Gerrit Cole. You will never see plus money on Gerrit Cole like ever again. You got to jump on it while you can, not to mention Lucas Giolito, also not currently favored. Got to jump all over that on the White Sox. I'm with the White Sox tonight as well. And again, I talked about Toronto versus New York Mets. I know how much Mats is favored over the Mets. I love what McGill has been doing for the Mets since he's been brought up. And this Mets team, this team is starting to swing the bat a little bit. So I'd be watching out for them going forward this next week. So I'm looking forward to that game. And lastly, Los Angeles Dodgers, Colorado Rockies. No value in making the pick, but my home run prop bet is Justin Turner tonight against the Colorado Rockies. And those are my lightning bets. And after that, you got me and Dave. Let's take a look and see what Jake has got on.
All right. This is probably bad news, but I'm also on the White Sox, so let's just keep rolling. So this is probably going to either go great or terribly for all of us. My second one, I'm looking at Zach Gallen over 5.5 strikeouts against the Cubs. That game starts in a couple hours. Gallen's great. He's got great stuff, and nobody strikes out more than the Cubs since the beginning of June. They're a team that they're just waiting to see who gets shipped out at this point, so they are down bad, the definition of it. And then I'm also my third one and final one, one I feel the best about, Toronto Blue Jays over 4.5. This guy for the Mets, he's got a great ERA. It's 2.63, but he's had two starts against the Pirates, two starts against the Braves in June when they were terrible, and then one start against the Brewers. This is far and away the best offense he's seen with Toronto. I'm going over 4.5. That's at plus money.
I can't wait to watch that game. I cannot wait to watch that game. And I'm going to laugh at all you guys when McGill is throwing in the ninth and is only giving up two hits. It's going to be awesome. Paul, what do you got, baby?
Okay, so I'm also looking at this White Sox game, but I won't totally mush us. I'll go with Giolito over 7.5 strikeouts at -112. Milwaukee's K rate over 26%. Then we'll go Olympics. Had a couple fencing bets yesterday, Dave. So, you know, there's an Eli Dershowitz out there, not Eli Herskovich, but he's a plus 800 to win the men's individual saber. So if you want to sprinkle on that, but Norway handball. So they were -6.5 against Brazil tonight. Games tonight, by the way. Norway men's handball, they have not been in the Olympics since 1972. It's been a real big initiative to get them back into the games. They made a real push over the last 5 years. They are the favorite to win the gold medal. They were laying 6.5 earlier in the week. But it was -130. They would disown me if I paid that kind of juice on a handball game. It is now 7.5, -7.5, even money. And they beat Brazil, by the way, their opponent tonight, by like 12 in the qualifiers. They won all their qualifying matches by over 10 goals. Norway, -7.5, men's handball against Brazil tonight.
How deep into the rabbit hole on Google did you get to even muster out any of that? They've been making a five-year push.
I got a fencing guy.
I'm so impressed. That's the first time I've ever heard or taken a bet on team handball ever. And Paulie convinced me. Like, I want to go look and see if anyone's offering it where I'm at, because I might play it. I might play it, Cody. He got me.
No, he completely convinced me. I'm going to go back and listen to this podcast, and I'm going to write down every note on that, and I'm making the bet. I'm doing it. I've never seen someone do that much more metric work on handball. Well done, Paul. Plus, well, now it's
got differential in the qualifiers.
Oh man.
Well, guys, now it's time to go to Vic Chotsey over there at BetQL.com. You can follow him on Twitter. Docs Squad. Is it Doc Squad or is it Docs Quad 33?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's Doc Squad 33 on Twitter. What's up, fellas? Excited to jump on. By the way, before I start, Paul, you have to somehow put your Olympics picks on Twitter, on the internet, because the research that you do on these bets is amazing, and it's got to be out there, man. You're going to become like a legend on the internet.
I'll put them out there today.
Yeah, we need the fencing stuff. I mean, seriously, it's amazing. I'm not even like gassing you up. It's dope. I'm literally sprinkling money on these things usually when I get off of these calls.
Love it, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, I'll jump to the BetQL model and a couple of my picks. It's loving pretty much what you guys talked about a little earlier, but the five-star play of the day today is on the Yankees with Cole on the mound. They think the Yankees should be favored in this game at minus 122, and so there's a lot of value in grabbing them right now at plus 100 as the dog. And then personally, I like the Angels today. I grabbed them at minus 125, and I love the Tigers today, Dave. So grab them at plus 100 earlier today.
Let's hope that holds. Does it worry you? We're all kind of all on the same stuff.
It's worrying me a tick. I feel like we should have some more disagreement. I feel like the only disagreement we're having right now is this Mets and Toronto thing. And because I'm ride or die with McGill today, baby.
Yeah, it scares me a little too. But we had a good day yesterday with the Braves, so they came through. And let's try to ride it to the weekend.
Anything else that you're looking at, or anything else that's catching your eye for the weekend?
Just sweating some golf bets right now with the 3M Open going on. I did sprinkle a little money on the Saints to not make the playoffs this morning, especially after that Michael Thomas news. Lattimore might be suspended, I'm hearing as well. But I don't know. Their depth is struggling right now. New quarterback, who knows how they're going to go down. And Tampa Bay's looking just as strong as last year. So you can grab them at minus 110 on DraftKings to not make the playoffs. And then if you do like Cole and the Yankees to have a big day, DraftKings has a nice little boost at plus 190. You can get Cole over 7 strikeouts and the Yankees to win at those odds. So those are a couple of other bets I just made before the call.
Oh, I really like that call. Cole at 7 strikeouts. Last time he faced the Yankees, last time he faced them in a shortened game, had 11 Ks in 6 innings. I like that pick a lot. I think that's definitely worth your time. Guys, that is Vic Choksi. He is from BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Use the promo code DAILY for 20% off your subscription. That is promo code DAILY for BetQL on your subscription. Guys, this has been a blast today.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? Like, this is, you know, this is the first time we've ever even met or seen each other. Nailed it, brother. Like, you just nailed it out of the park. A lot of fun. Baseball heavy, but we got a lot of other stuff in there. And then I don't think there's another show in the country that's going to have a team handball play anywhere. Like that breakdown alone was worth it. But great guest, great time. Thanks again, you know, for the opportunity. Really fun conversation. If you don't hit me up when you come to Vegas, I'm going to be upset, Cody.
I'm going to hit you up because I'm going to be in Vegas actually pretty soon. I have to be. I'm a big Circa guy. I'm a big Derek Stevens guy.
Oh, so okay.
I actually have a show on 670 The Score called Down the Line, and I do all the stuff through Circa with that, and it's awesome. And I absolutely love Vegas, and I cannot wait to be in Vegas and see you. Me and you, we're gonna sit at Stadium Swim and watch some sports, man.
There you go. Are you coming to a Raider game?
You better believe I'm coming to a Raider game. I told you, man, the 15 freeway is going to be like straight out of a Mad Max Fury Road scene. It's going to look disgusting. I can't wait.
Have you got your game picked out yet that you're coming? Because there's going to be a couple games, like the Bears game you can forget about, the Eagles game you can forget about. You better pick a division game.
I'm already set. I'm coming to the Bears game, man. I'm going to be there for week 5, Bears Raiders. I'm more fired up for that than just about anything.
Wow.
And also, Paul's been calling it, man. He thinks by week 5, Justin Fields is going to be on the field for the Bears, and I want to be there to see it in Vegas.
Wow. I think he's going to start the season.
You think so?
I do. I just think he's going to beat him out. I mean, you signed Dalton to be the backup. You didn't sign him to be the starter. Come on, he's not the next quarterback. You got the quarterback. They're going to prep him and get him ready. I mean, they got to win. The only way they're going to win is if they put him in there.
You think he's going to be ready to win right out the gate?
I don't think he'll have an option.
Yeah? I mean, it's going to be a winnable division this year, possibly. It could feasibly be, depending on what's going to happen in Green Bay.
Right. Absolutely, man. I think that's why. If Rodgers doesn't play, it's time to go for it. It's like a trading deadline move, right? We got to go. And I think I'm so impressed with him. I really hope for Bears fans everywhere that they got a quarterback. I mean, just you need a quarterback and you got your guy. Hope he stays healthy and hope I'm rooting for the Bears season wins to go over just because it's more fun when the Bears are good. So that's cool, man. That's going to be a great weekend. Oh,
I'm fired up, man. You and I, we're going to be hanging out that weekend. Week five, Raiders, Bears. Let's go. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for having me all week, by the way. Of course, this has been BetQL Daily. Good luck with your bets tonight. And, of course, Monday, you got the Joes back. From me, Cody Decker, from, of course, Dave Sharapan. Thank you so much for joining us here today and all throughout the week. And hopefully we'll see you right back here Monday for BetQL Daily. Dave, you take care. Listeners, take care. Everybody be safe. Beat it.
Yes.